brought to you by Penguin.
How to Be an Anti-Racist, written and read by Ibram X. Kendi.
Preface to the paperback edition. Being anti-racist is a journey, not a destination. This book has been on its own journey since it was first published on my birthday, August 13, 2019. Much has changed about the world and me since then, and thereby some elements needed to change in this paperback edition to reflect all that I've seen, researched, and learned since 2019. Still, I agonized, first over whether I should update the book at all, and then over how transparent I should be about the updates. Since its initial publication, this book has attracted the attention of people whose interest is in delegitimizing anti-racism so they can legitimize racism, or their unproven conception of racism, or their flattering conception of themselves. Many of these people are suspicious about the book's success. After all, if a book on being anti-racist by a black scholar becomes a global bestseller, surely it can't be because the book is useful or compelling. After the experience of the last 3 years, it does not feel safe for me to be publicly self-reflective and self-critical. It feels dangerous for me to be vulnerable, just as it can be dangerous to be anti-racist and challenge the power and policy structure of racism. But in the end, I decided I didn't fear those dangers as much as I fear other dangers. What happens if we don't strive to be anti-racist? What happens if we allow racism to continue to spread like a cancer? What happens if we allow racist power to continue to get a fascist foothold? What happens to you, to me, to all we hold dear? White supremacy is the greatest domestic threat to American lives and the life of democracy in the United States. Racism, and bigotry more broadly, is an existential threat to humans across the world, like nuclear war, climate change, and pandemics. The real danger lies in us not challenging racism. It is even more dangerous for us not to strive to be anti-racist. It is even more dangerous for us, for me, not to be vulnerable and self-critical, to find our flaws and to grow. I decided to update this new edition, including data whenever possible, refine the notes section, and expand it with more sources. But I also decided to show, in critical moments in the text, how my scholarly ideas have changed or become more precise. Chris Jackson, my editor, and I came up with the idea to show this through annotations. The introduction and chapter one, which frame the book, have the most annotations. The rest of the chapters typically have one or two, until they trail off in the final three chapters. Amid all the changes, much has remained the same about me, the world, and thereby this book. I still seek to magnify, define, and clarify the complexities and forms of racism and anti-racism. It still weaves this growing clarity with a chronological and vulnerable narrative of my own individual experiences, either reinforcing or challenging the structure of racism. It still replaces the fixed binary of not racist or racist with the peelable descriptors of anti-racist and racist. It retains the non-binary of anti-racist, assimilationist, and segregationist. It retains the double focus on readers of color and white readers, on individual transformation for societal transformation, because powerful forces are still striving to conserve racism. I am still on this journey, still striving to be anti-racist each day, but I am not on this journey for me. We are not on this journey by ourselves. This anti-racist work is collective work. This collective work is essential work. This essential work is liberatory and constructive work. Being anti-racist, to liberate humanity from the clutches of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?